Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Listen, folks, it's story time, okay? I was at Mercedes-Benz Stadium on Thursday for that first round of the draft. I was there, soaking in all the sights, hanging out with all the fans. We were eagerly awaiting to see what the Falcons were going to do with that 14th pick. I was hoping for some defense. I was hoping that we would get a big body up front. I was hoping that maybe we ended up getting a corner, someone who maybe could supplant a young Isaiah Oliver. I'm real interested to see what he does this upcoming season. Someone who could go out and supplant a Trufant, who we know he hasn't lived up to that big contract that he signed. So we eagerly anticipated for hours and hours from the start of the draft until we got a little bit closer to 10 p.m. And I got to tell you, standing on that field, Roger Goodell, Saunters, and sashays his way up, Swag walks his way up to that microphone, and he gives the pick for the Atlanta Falcons on Thursday night. And he comes out, and he says, with the 14th pick, the Atlanta Falcons select Chris Lindstrom. The air just literally, I don't even know if the air went out the room, because if it would mean people did something, that there was some type of reaction, that people had to breathe in and breathe out for air to leave the room. There was kind of no reaction. It was like, hey, Chris Lindstrom from Boston College, we selected a guard. Let's go on home. And then to trade up with the Rams with that 31st selection still in the first round, and to select Caleb McGarry was also kind of like, okay. And we all get it. Anybody who watches Falcons football gets it. We understand you need to protect Matt Ryan. You gave Matt Ryan a big old contract. You signed him to a deal last year. You tacked on an additional 5 years to his deal. You decided to give him a bucket and boatloads of money. We understand that. You do not want to see Matt Ryan being a five-year, $150 million cockroach on his back while the world just rotates and goes around him. The poor guy, Matt Ryan, was hit 108 times last year. He was sacked 42 times. He was running for his life. And granted, even with the injuries to Devontae Freeman, they were able to put up points, the Falcons' offense was. They were ranked ninth last year in yardage per game. They were able to put up points. In my opinion, they should have gone defense. Granted, a lot of those tackles were gone off the board, but they still had an opportunity to go forward. Heck, they could have selected a cornerback. And I get it. You want to keep this man upright, but what about the signings of Jamon Brown? What about the signings of Carpenter? You bring in a right guard, you bring in a right tackle. Are they going to just automatically start right out of the gate? Are they going to start right out of the box? Did you waste money in signing these two guys? And yes, I understand we all want depth. It's football. We're not playing tiddlywinks. Players get hurt. We've seen it. We certainly saw it on the offensive side of the ball. We saw it on the defensive side of the ball last year with the Falcons. Depth is important. You don't expect any player, you would hope, but you don't expect any player to go out there and just absorb all of the snaps. It doesn't go down that way. But in the Falcons' case, I think they would have been okay with their offense this upcoming season, the 2019 season. But when it boils down to the defense, I still have those concerns. So I'm a little bit disappointed in what they've done. And granted, They had some opportunities, and they have today gone out and added a defensive end. They've added a rusher. They added a cornerback, Kendall Sheffield out of Ohio State, to play corner. He's a track star, okay? Does he have ball skills? Is he going to develop ball skills? Or is he just going to get picked on in the secondary this upcoming season because he's a rookie? Okay, we know you can run, but what are you actually going to do when the football is air? They pick up John Kaminsky out of Charleston in the fourth round, okay? He's the first player drafted out of that school in 76 years. He's a freak of nature, 6'5", 286 pounds. He's more of a run stopper. Even though he plays on the edge, he's not going out there to get sacks. Are you going to give up on attack McKinley? Are you going to give up on other rushers? Are you going to just put him out there? No. So you have rookies who you need to develop. And I think what the Falcons did was pretty short-sighted. The players that they've drafted, especially on the offensive line, by the time if the this is it for the Falcons. They have to strike now. Dan Quinn's behind is on the line, depending on what happens this upcoming season. He has a lot. I give him credit. He has a lot of confidence in himself to really go out and say, I want to develop some of these offensive linemen, as opposed to saying, I'm going to strengthen my defense. Dan Quinn's MO is defense. We know what he did out in Seattle with the Seahawks, but he must have a whole lot more confidence than I do in what he has out there on the floor, on the field, than I do. Because the offense would be passable. The defense still needs some work. And I don't know if the Falcons, who gave up buckets and boatloads of yards last year, are going to have a different situation. If anything, I think the Falcons' offense now has more pressure on them to go out there and put these points up. Atlanta last year, they were 28th in the league when it came to total yards allowed per game. They gave up almost 385 yards a game. That has to do with the pass rush or the lack of a pass rush. And it also has to deal with corners who can't stop anybody. One certainly has an impact on the other. So I think the Falcons, in my opinion, I think they're in trouble. I mean, going 7-9 last year certainly isn't forgivable. Well, you can't forgive them if you want to blame it on the injuries. But having another bad season, a sub-500 season, going not, let's say, a 10-6 and getting into the playoffs, I think that's a disappointment for the Atlanta Falcons this upcoming season.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.